exotic place where we'd only attract a crowd.
Yeah, sounds good to me, Lois.
But let's leave Superman and Lois Lane alone for now.
They won't stay that way for long.
Because as two dogs leave a hole that they just dug somewhere else in the park. And a strange blue gas starts to seep up to the branches of a nearby tree, setting it on fire. Superman uses his supervision.
Uh-oh, Lois, there's a fire across the lake. Looks like...
Yes, I've heard it before. This looks like a job for Superman.
That odd blue flame. It will spread through the park before the fire department gets wind of it.
We'll return with Superman number 287 after these messages. This is CKUW 95.9 FM. The show's called Comic Book Radio Theater also. Oh, by the way. Okay. Let's do our first ad. Okay. Okay. This is in shambles. All right. Anyway, do I have a clue for you here? How about this one? It has to do with a snack you would eat. A delicious, sugary snack you would release that you would eat. Oh, my man. My brain or my mouth is talking before I'm really prepared to do it. All right. Anyway, it doesn't matter. It's late night here, CKUW. Calm down. Okay. All right. Anyway, no clue. This is your ad right here. Batman and the Mummy.
The Mummy has captured the professor and his beautiful daughter.
Holy geez!
They violated the tomb of his ancestors, and he wants revenge.
I'll roll this two-ton stone. They'll never get out alive.
Even my special mummy ray gun won't stop them.
Well, after all, you can't kill a mummy.
Right. He's already dead. What we do?
I've got it! We've got a secret weapon!
What is that? We've got to act fast!
We'll lure him away with an offer he can't refuse!
Seems like I've heard this somewhere before. What's that?
Delicious Hostess Twinkies. I can't resist that moist sponge cake and creamy filling.
Oh, here he comes.
I've been around for nearly 2,000 years and I've never tasted anything so good.
Now's our chance to escape. Let's go. Gee, thank you, Batman and Robin.
For the delicious Hostess Twinkies.
You get a big delight in every bite of Hostess Twinkies.
Next ad here. Next ad. What do we got for next ad? You gotta go through this comic book very carefully because it's in terrible shape. I was in a play using this comic book, and yeah, at the end of the run, this comic book has been really roughed up. All right. This is for a type of a course you could take to learn a trade. What am I talking about? Electroman!
Hey, what's happening?
Nothing. I can't seem to score a decent job. You know how it goes. No tech skills, no good job, and I just can't see going back to school or...
Just dead! Hold it, Jim! There are exciting career opportunities in electronics! Electronics for well-trained people, and you can learn the skills you'll need to qualify for these jobs right in your own home. Right in your own home. These two free books give you the facts about CIE's proven home study career training. They're packed with great details. Don't give up on your future. CIE can help you bust it out into a rewarding job. Find out how. Just fill in this form today, and I'll see that you get your two free books. CIE, Cleveland Institute of Electronics Incorporated, 1776 East 17th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, zip code 44114. Comic book. And what do we got here? Well, we got two dogs in love racing around having a good time. And we have Superman trying to put out a fire. Will he put that fire out? Let's find out. Alright. Alright. We now return to Superman number 287. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg. Because as two dogs leave a hole that they just dug elsewhere in the park.
Oh, Lois, there's a fire across the lake. Looks like...
Yes, I've heard it before. A job for Superman.
That odd blue flame, it will spread through the park before the fire department gets wind of it. So... will suffocate it by spinning a vacuum and whipping away all the oxygen around it. There, that should take care of the immediate problem, which leaves the question, what caused it?
follow the following moment. Superman plows the hole closed. The trees around the hole bursting into flames. A split second won't hurt, just in case the strange hole is responsible for all this mess. And a blast of my super breath. Now that should get to the bottom of this business. Yes, I should get to the bottom of this business. As I stood up and slightly peeved off, Lois Lane dashes over from the other side of the lake.
Superman, remember me? Remember me?
Look at this, Lois. Over here. Over here. With my X-ray vision, I found traces of ozone in this tree where the oxygen should be. That's a highly flammable form of oxygen. I wonder where...
Superman? Superman, I think I'm about to faint.
Lois! 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 With the flames unnoticed, a couple of happy-as-can-be dogs romp through the park. They are playing with a stick, fetching with each other. They're having fun. These dogs are having the best time ever. Just who is this little white tramp, Crypto? Who seems to have all these powers and abilities far beyond those of normal dogs? When he remembers his name, that name, Crypto, the boyhood companion of Superboy, who spent most of his time romping around the stars until he ran into the Mindbreaker Beast.
It's the Mindbreaker! No!
It feeds on our mental energy! Is challenging the Mindbreaker!
There's no hope for him! He'll be destroyed!
The inhabitants of that world still speak of how this little canine Crypto Super Dog sent the dragon creature hollowing through outer space.
And how Crypto Superdog wandered off, dazed and confused, without memory,
drifting through outer space until he's come to Earth. But now, a new surprise greets this dog from the stars as he happens to look upwards to see Superman! Superman is
is flying. He has Lois Lane in his arms. Superman is screaming across the sky. And the memories begin to flood back into Crypto Superdog's mind. I don't know what did this to you, Lois, but I'm going to... What? Great Galaxy! It's Crypto! Crypto! Woof, 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 woof. Follow me, Crypto! Lois Lane, she's in trouble!
And on the ground, as Crypto Superdog flies off to join Superman in helping Lois Lane, on this ground is a little female dog who looks up into the sky. She's confused, and she's beginning to become very scared. Beginning to be scared.
Soon at the Metropolis General Hospital. Her pulse is getting stronger.
Yes, Miss Lane's regaining consciousness. But it's a lucky thing you brought her here before that poison gas got too far into her system.
You'll have to excuse me, Doctor, but I think I know. I know the source of that mysterious gas.
Doctor, was that a flying dog I just saw?
I'm afraid so, Miss Lane. I'm afraid so.
This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM, the University of Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Superman, number 287, May, the year 1975.
Bye. Hi, I'm Nyla. You're listening to CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Follow me, Crypto! Lois is in trouble!
As a little female dog looks up into the air,
she's confused. She's beginning to be scared, scared, scared. And soon, at the Metropolis General Hospital, her pulse, it's getting stronger.
Lois Lane is lying in a hospital bed. Crypto the dog and Superman are at her bedside.
Yes, Miss Lane's regaining consciousness, Superman. It's a lucky thing you brought her here. Right before that poison gas got too far into her system.
You'll have to excuse me, Doctor, but I think I know the source of this mysterious gas.
Doctor, was that a flying dog I just saw there?
I'm afraid so, Miss Lane. I'm afraid so. I'm afraid so.
Meanwhile, at the Metropolis Art Museum in Metropolis Park,
tiny jets of light blue gas. They begin to seep up from the ground, surrounding the building.
Until a charge beneath each tiny stream of gas erupts! Erupts!
The delivery entrance of the museum.
Hurry it up, boys! And make sure all them art pieces are safe in those protective container boxes before we catapult them to our hideout!
Almost immediately, out of the deadly fiery smoke that surrounds the museum, a fire engine full of firemen show up.
Yeah, I don't know. Where in blazes this fire-inducing smoke came from. But we better control it before it burns up the whole city park.
Hey, look up there. Look up there. A stream of packages or something flying out of the museum. What is that? What is that?
On the way back from Metropolis Hospital,
Superman and Crypto Superdog flying in the air towards the art museum.
Those containers with my X-ray vision shows each one containing priceless paintings from that museum. Fetch, Crypto, fetch!
And as the
dog of steel takes off after the flying art pieces. Superman thinks to himself as he flies through the heavy, fiery smoke. Now to see who planted the blue smoke bombs to cover the art thieves. And I don't think I'll like what I find.
There are these thieves loading the stolen art pieces onto their catapult.
This is a specially valuable one. I hope it's packed tight enough for its flight.
Boss, I think we better look up. I think we'll be in trouble!
Superman flies into their catapult. Now Superman flies around the building.
Now to see how many thugs are in the museum. Aha!
Superman sees a man who is one of the thieves. He has a bazooka gun over his shoulder. He is aiming it at Superman. And he says to himself,
"Stop right there, Hero Man. This thing, this bazooka, could stop an atomic engine. And it sure as molasses, it will stop you!"
We will return to Superman number... Already forgetting. We will return to Superman number 287 after these messages. This is Comic Book Radio Theater, Odd, CKUW 95.9 FM. This comic book, it is torn to shreds. Where are my ads? Where are my rest of my ads? Oh, here's one. Oh, you know what? Just take it out of the book. This is how, yeah. Yeah, this is going to into the recycling bin. I don't care how much you care about comic books. Anyway, let's see. Let me give you a clue about this one. Are you ready? It's a comic book adaptation of a very well-known book. In fact, this is a world famous book. It's been written in every single language in the world, or close to it. Most people know about this book. All right, are you ready for it? All right, are you ready for it? What could it be? What could it be? All right, 1, 2, 3, 4.
The line of DC Superstars makes comic history. Two holiday specials for you! You! The most awe-inspiring comic magazine ever produced. From the genius of DC's great talented team. 2 years of research and planning. Only in DC's groundbreaking, gigantic-sized comic book could these spectacular stories be told! Limited collector's edition for $1 each. The most spectacular stories ever pulled from the Bible.
The Bible.
Only the great Sheldon Myers could write this script. Only the sensational Joe Kubert could draw this cover, edit the script, and make the layouts. Only the creative genius of Nestor Redondo could do the artwork as it has never, ever been done before. that only DC could bring it to you. The Limited Collector's Edition presents the most spectacular stories ever told from the Bible.
First time the Justice Society of America appeared in this classic. The long-awaited collector's special, an exact copy of the original in our giant size and in full color edition. Get it! All-Star Comics number 3. Two great super-sized collector series. Don't delay. These two comic books will be sold out if you don't get your copy early. $1 plus postage for each of them. On sale March 6th.
The Bible Collector's Edition. $1 plus 50 cents postage and handling. All-Star Comics number 3. $1 plus 50 cents postage and handling. Both books, $3 with the postage and handling. Send it to National Publications, Incorporated, P.O. Box 1116, Radio City Station, New York, New York, zip 10019.
There we go. Oh, man. Okay, I got to save this piece of paper for the rest of the story. Okay. You know, sometimes I leave these comic books on the table in, like, the guest room here at the radio station. You know, something for people to read. But, no. This time, this one's going straight in the recycling bin. It's like there's no point. There's just no point keeping this around. Okay. What's the clue with this one? It is a type of job that you obviously you'd have to be trained to do, right? Yes. And it deals with someone just like, or something just like Crypto Superdog, right? All right, I think I've given a good enough hint there. What kind of job, what kind of training am I talking about? All right, let's go. Men, help those who can't help themselves. Train now at home to be a veterinarian assistant. Chances are you'll spend the rest of your life working. So shouldn't your work lead to a career that you enjoy? If you love animals, there's one career that promises this kind of satisfaction, and it's easily within your reach. Which of these animal care jobs would you enjoy the most? Zookeeper? Veterinarian assistant? Laboratory aide? Pet shop or kennel owner? Pets are a big business, and now you can get in with this ground floor opportunity. Here is your chance to combine your love of animals with a rewarding career and work side by side aiding a man dedicated to helping those who can't help themselves. Study at home in your own spare time. Make the move now! We'll send you a free career kit. Careers in Animal Care! Accredited member of the National Home Study Council. Mail now to North American School of Animal Sciences, Department R, 4500 Campus Drive, Newport Beach, California, zip code 92663. Men, women, help those who can't help themselves. Train now at home to be a veterinarian assistant. That wouldn't be so bad, Fina. Taking care of animals. Gets back to our story. We got a lot of story to go. Alright. Just because Superman has, like, you know, the extra help from this superpowered dog doesn't mean that, like, he's off easy or anything. All right. We now return to Superman number 287. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM.
The University of Winnipeg. This is a specially valuable one. I hope it's packed tight enough for its flight.
Boss, I think we're in trouble.
Superman flies into the catapult. Superman destroys the catapult, of course. Superman flies around the art museum. He thinks to himself,
now to see how many thugs are in the museum. Aha!
There is one of the art thieves. He has a bazooka gun over his shoulder. He's aiming it at Superman.
Stop right there, Hero Man. This thing can stop an atomic engine. And it sure is a molasses. We'll stop you.
Superman is much more than a man of steel.
The bazooka gun is being shot off at Superman.
This is crazy.
He's on fire,
but he ain't burning.
You're out of your league, fella. You're out of your league and you're out cold.
Meanwhile, Crypto Superdog snatches the last of the flying art paintings. He brings them out of the sky and sets them down.
Then Superdog goes about digging up the circle of smoke jets erupting with deadly gas. Meanwhile, inside the museum, unaware thieves continue their work.
Hey, what's that noise?
It's getting louder. It's getting louder and louder and louder.
Oh my God! It's the devil! The devil! It's coming to get us! Coming to get us!
Before the petrified thieves can move, they are surrounded by a ring of fire. Superman is flying all around these thieves.
He's gonna send us straight down to hell! Come on! We gotta get out of here! Come on! Out of here with me, you guys!
Superman punches out these crooks.
Not me. I ain't moving. That devil's throwing fireballs at those crooks guys trying to run off.
Superman grabs the knocked out crooks and puts them outside the museum.
I'm stashing you thieves in your fireproof suits out here until this mess can be cleared up.
Hey, guys! This guy, he ain't no devil! He's something far worse!
Dawn begins to break through the darkness over Metropolis by the time the air clears and the police arrive. That takes care of the whole gang there. Their leader is a chemist who discovered that flame gas formula. Crypto, you accidentally set off one of their charges while digging that hole in the park. But tell me something, boy. Who was that dog I saw you with last night? The world spins on and on, and when all the dust of this particular adventure settles,
so you see, Superman, my employer, Madame, would be most delighted at a union between Miss Chelsea and your crypto superdog. And since the animals seem so inclined, I have taken the liberty of drawing up the necessary pedigree official papers and respectfully ask for your approval.
I don't see why you try and make this as complicated for dogs as it is for us human beings. Why don't we simply let Crypto and Chelsea decide for themselves?
The dogs decide for themselves, sir? For themselves, sir?
The butler places the pretty female dog, Miss Chelsea, in front of Crypto Superdog.
You'd think bells would ring. You'd think birds would sing. Wouldn't you? Well, it doesn't always work that way.
What's happening here?
Miss Chelsea hides behind the butler from Crypto Superdog. Crypto Superdog is brokenhearted, but he flies off from the scene.
I thought that would happen. Chelsea is afraid of Crypto now. She's seen him do things other dogs cannot do. She can't understand why Crypto is different from her.
Oh, Chelsea wants a down-to-earth dog. But me, Lois Lane, give me a Superman anytime.
One last bit here.
Coming, super attractions! We all know Clark Kent as a secret alter ego, the mighty Superman!
But here comes the fantastic tale of a machine
that lives a double life.
The computer with a secret identity. A book-length novel in the next issue of Superman number 288. On sale during the third week of June.
Okay. This is Comic Book Radio Theater on CKUW 95.9 FM Winnipeg. You are listening to a reading of Superman number 287, May, the year 1975.